You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Klass, along with my wife, OnlyFans model and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Klass. We're here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you.
Yeah, like one day I feel like I'm going to just jump in and say, hey, you know, welcome. But then I never know where we're going to go from there. So, like, I just don't. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Awkward Pillow Talk. I don't even know what we're talking about today.
Look, you wanted to take the intro.
Not that I wanted to take it. I just feel like maybe I should take it sometime.
Yeah, I support anything you want to do.
Today, we're going to be going into our interview with Dr. Nick Natale that we had, a few weeks back?
That's right.
Yeah, this one was fun. You know, we had one of my friends in town, and she kind of started talking to us about life, things going on, whatever. And I was like, you know, we actually know a guy that might be able to help you. And funny enough, prior to her coming, he reached out to me again, and just he had reached out and had asked if we would maybe be interested in doing another session on the podcast. And then, like, I think the same day she reached out and said she was going to come down to visit us.
It was a really weird, like, series of events. Like,
the sign, the universe was telling us something.
People are going to be like, y'all are hippy-dippy bullshits, or, oh, hey, that's religion. Like, we understand what it is that we're,
we don't fully understand it, but, like,
our best way of explaining it is, like, okay, we're taking these signs from the universe, and we're saying, hey,
this was meant to happen.
This seems like a positive sign, and we're going to continue going down that road.
Right. So, she came down to visit. She was here for a few days, and we were able to schedule a time for Dr. Natale and my friend to kind of connect. And
one of the big things that we had heard and the reasons that we had connected them was that she felt like there was some past trauma that she did not remember, that she felt like she needed to address.
Right. There was just something that was just not, like, adding up. And
so she was like, I'm going to have to go to therapy and go find out what it was. And she was like, I'm really worried about finding out what it was. And I was like, well, wait a second.
I had remembered he had said something on one of our podcasts saying that he can basically bypass that trauma and get to the root of it without having to, like, fully relive it. And we were like, this sounds like something she's going to want, because who wants to relive that trauma? Whatever it is. So we connected them. They did their little, like, online meetup. And then he was like, I would like to put you under the hypnotherapy. And of course, she's, you know, similar in my personality. So she was like, well, I don't want to do it by myself. So
I feel like I should preface it and say that she is, we're going to keep her identity.
Yeah, we're going to keep her anonymous.
Anonymous. But she's somebody that we are very close to.
Right.
We love her very dearly as a friend.
Right. Known her for a very, very long time.
And she's somebody that when we talk to, I feel like I talk to completely unfiltered.
Right. So, I mean, I know a lot of people might think, oh, they're getting Jason unfiltered, but, like,
no, like, she's just one of those people. I know that she's not going to judge me ultimately, you know?
And that you can say something that maybe she doesn't want to hear or whatever, but she will take it with your,
I hope she understands it's my best interest.
Right. Or the best, like, the compassion.
Her best interest.
And it's not him being mean. It's just him shooting it to her straight, if you will.
Yeah. So, you know, part of what our discussion was like, you know, life path and stuff like that. So I hope that she knows that, you know, as we talked to her about it and we were shooting our thoughts and our dreams towards her, you know, we weren't necessarily projecting and trying to get her to, like, join them. It was more like, these are the signs that we see. Here are some options for you.
Right. Like,
but ultimately,
you could go this way or you could go that way or you could go that way. But, like,
ultimately, I think we made it clear from the get go
that we wanted to help her make a decision.
Right. She just didn't know. She had many different options and paths that she could go down, and she just didn't know which one was the one she needed to go down. She wanted them all, but they all can't
go together. My analysis of the situation was that she was not being selfish enough.
Right.
Is it everything that was stopping her was there was always somebody that
or something
in the future that she was hoping to get that was stopping her from living in the moment.
Right. Or hurting somebody in the current moment.
Yeah.
To better herself in the future.
Yeah. So that was kind of our thought process. And I know she's still on her journey and hopefully she's, you know, keeping us in the loop. We let her do her thing.
Right.
We don't.
We reach out.
We reach out when we need to, but we don't want to be overkill. And
right. And constantly shoving our thoughts and whatever down her throat. Because, I mean.
Nobody wants to hear that getting talked at them all the time. I get it.
But we give the knowledge that we have. When it's necessary. So
we were really fortunate to be able to connect her. And this is one of the first times we were able to like, be like, hey,
somebody that we know in real life,
they can really use the help.
Right. Like, I mean, maybe other people have reached out to some of these other people and we'll never know, but we were able to like physically see that there was a need for something and then know that we had somebody that could help with that need and get them to connect all while she was here. So her big, you know, thing was she didn't want to do it alone because, like, fear of the unknown and, like, hypnotherapy is, like, to a lot of people, they just, it's scary. And so.
The first meeting she had, I was with her.
Right.
I think I'm somebody she trusts pretty well.
Right. No, I agree.
And then we'd agreed that during the hypno thing that you would be.
I'd be there with her and I would go and do the hypnotherapy with her as well.
Well, I stood guard to watch for cats.
Yeah, because cats like to mess with us.
And it worked well. I was able to watch, and you guys were able to go under. So we are going to play the hypnosis portion.
Yeah, so if you are driving.
Well, let's not give that disclaimer yet. We're gonna give our afterthoughts first, remember?
Oh, yes. I'm just saying, so, there will be a part where you're going to have to stop listening if you are.
Yes, there will be, and I'm going to keep that at the end of this.
That's and we will let you know beforehand, because it does get pretty real.
Yes, so we had him basically put you guys under and take you through this journey.
Correct.
And I witnessed it, I watched them, I tried my best to be so quiet, and I think I did a good job.
You did a pretty good job.
So we'll play that entire thing of how, you know, his
walked
hypnosis.
Us through the process. And
it is going to be different because it's going to be just him. I'm not going to show either of you guys on camera to protect our friend.
Right.
If there's some things that you feel like maybe cut out, then I apologize. But ultimately, just, you know
that this was not necessarily supposed to be a podcast. It was to help our friend that we also were like, well, we might as well use what we can from it to then help other people.
And this is really what it comes down to, y'all.
Identity and everything.
It's really what it comes down to. She is in the same situation as so many of our other friends.
Right. And that maybe other, you know, some of our friends don't realize that they're in it. And so like I said, it was not like she came down here for this specific reason. It was like, she just needed something and she didn't know what, and she was just kind of giving us little like nuggets of information and we kind of were piecing everything together, you know, based off of what all we've been through recently. And we were like, she needs this kind of help. Like, and again,
not that we're like therapists or anything,
but that's what I was going to say. Not that we are professionally trained at all, but
I did take a semester of engineering in college.
I did take some psychology in college.
I think I'm more qualified because I'm thinking through solutions, but anyways,
whatever. But, he walked us through this entire like wild journey, if you will, which was pretty cool. Like,
you guys had a matching journey. Obviously, you know, he's narrating to both of you. So there were similarities in your stories.
Right.
There was differences in your stories, but you could see where your stories were intertwining still.
Right.
Like, you guys both started on a mountaintop that you guys both had identified from a Disney movie that you guys both watched together at some point.
For the very first time.
For the very first time in early adulthood, not as children.
Right. But, so, like, yeah. It
interesting
was,
enough.
It was a weird, like, we'd both obviously, you know, we'd seen that movie together, but we both had that same mountain and that like same similar scene. And then afterwards we were like, we saw that one together, like, which I thought was weird. And then
you go down the mountain.
Yeah, we had to walk down the mountain.
And you guys saw different things. But one thing that he got to was basically that there was a light being shown on you, right? Mm-hmm. And you guys both experienced that differently, I guess.
Yes.
And how you guys experienced it is how he is
able to
like translate things that, you know, could be happening. So I know that your friend's color, what was hers?
I don't remember. Was it like a green or a blue?
I don't remember. You guys will have to listen to it and let us know.
Yeah, I really don't remember.
Let us know in the comments because I don't remember.
I really truly don't remember what it was.
But yours.
I remember my color because my color was black. And black's not something that I usually like gravitate towards necessarily. Like I'm a very like teal, pink, purple. Those are the colors I like. Not black necessarily. Nothing. There's wrong, anything wrong with black. But initially, like I said, I saw this color black, and I was like, uh-oh, this is not a good sign.
Black is ominous.
Right. It felt ominous. Like, it felt like doom and gloom was coming, and I was like, well, this tracks as far as our record goes with everything in our life. And so I, in my head, was like, I've got to change this color. And I was like, I was thinking of every single color that I could, and I literally could not get it to change. It just like, it would like flash for a second, almost like a different color, but then it went right back to black. And I was like, okay, like I'm gonna roll with it. I guess it's supposed to be black. So I just let it be that color. And afterwards we, you know, told him what colors they were. And he goes, black's not, I don't remember what he said. He goes,
it's not common.
It's not common. It's not bad necessarily. It's a sign of what was it?
Change.
That's the word. Yes.
Life change.
It's a sign of a significant life change. And I was like, oh.
I mean, it tracks with everything we've got going on.
Right. But it was just still like I said, I wanted so badly for it to change because like I just perceived it as something negative in something just kept telling me, don't change it. And so I let it go and ended up finding out that apparently it was a pretty good sign. But it was a pretty wild, like, little ride that we went on. Like I said, we started on this mountaintop and then we had to walk through these trees down a path. And I was walking through hedonism in Jamaica. And which also tracks because the very first time that we went there, our friend was there. And it's where I feel comfortable. I can be myself. And then we ended up we were on an island. And so we ended up at like the base of the island, which I then walked down to our local beach, which we go to just about every day. And it just felt very calm and very familiar. And then there was somebody walking towards us and they were like, he said it could be anybody that
you find very attractive.
And it was like, it was super blurry. And then all of a sudden it was like,
I was disappointed to hear that I did not come into both of your visions.
What are you talking about?
I came into yours.
Oh,
I didn't come into hers.
Oh, too. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, here, I was thinking like, Ryan Reynolds or some, and then I'm like, oh, good old trusty Jason shows up to save the day. So if that doesn't prove that, I guess, you're always on my mind, then watch the episode. Because not that I was like disappointed, but like, you know, I knew that you would always be there and you were going to be the one that.
Look, I've only had like one trip, really. We did like a ketamine treatment at one point.
Yeah.
In my experience, for some reason, I went into this like deep trance where all I could think about was how deeply in love I was with Stephanie. Yes. Like just a profound love. And I was like, I already fucking knew this.
Right. You're like, I
really
this.
Enjoyed the buzz, but like,
you're like, I didn't need this to know what I already knew. So, but like, it was cool though, like to like kind of hear her journey and see what she kind of went through and like how she experienced it and the similarities of like in the differences of each of our like experiences, but I just thought it was very interesting that there was a lot of like things that in our life that were key in this like hypnotherapy that she was there for. And so in realizing the similarities, and
we talked about it too, where we basically just said like, we understand that like the three of us all hold an interesting role in each other's lives.
Right.
You like, know, it's a very unique relationship.
We are always going to be like kind of
she and I had a connection prior to you and I, you know, you and her had a connection right. prior to you and I. Like,
yeah, it was
so
just
it's like we all were intertwined.
That, like, we may not have necessarily known how like intertwined it all was, but then like after you kind of talk it out, you're like, oh, that makes sense.
So, I mean, that's why we always feel like it's just in our best interest to make sure that whatever is best for her is what she focuses on. You know, yep. It's, I don't know. We have no, you know, there's no benefit to us for helping her out. And
other than
the fact she's our friend and we love her and we want to do is everything that we can to make sure that she's happy.
So. If, you know, there's definitely other people that we would do the same thing for, but like, we just know that
she trusted us enough to let us try to help at least.
Right. Like that she opened up enough and then was receptive enough to know that she needed help and that she knew that we may have a little bit of insight.
She may not have known. May she was just kind of going with the flow.
She could have, but like, I mean, we know like her background and everything. And so like knowing just kind of everything, like we were able to like give little like insights to like things.
Yeah.
So it was interesting.
If you're at home and you're relaxed,
in a safe environment,
and you know that you will not be interrupted by children or animals.
And it's not that long. It's not like an hour long. It's probably like what, 20 minutes?
Yep. If you think that you would benefit from this, we invite you to put on a blindfold, relax,
turn the lights off.
And put on some headphones if you can. And then...
Well, how are they going to hear it then?
Through the headphones, sweetheart.
Oh, that makes sense. I just thought you meant like, just put like... Okay. Anyways.
I love you so much.
It's all right. I didn't think about that.
And join along.
Yes. And if you do join in, let us know. Like, did you kind of feel like you went under? Did you think it was a bunch of, you know... Fooey, or like,
I mean, we're sold at this point, guys. There's
like,
there's been some things that we've experienced through this journey, both through, you know, hypnosis or through chemical, you know, things,
right,
that have just
made sense
and blown our minds.
So
we hope that everybody else is brave enough to experience it.
Yes. Cause I mean, like, even if you don't fully get a whole lot out of it, it's still, like, I know you didn't the first time really get a whole lot out of it, but even watching us that second time, I still feel like you kind of got something out of it just based off of, I mean, maybe not, but like...
I got a few selfies.
Well, yeah, but I meant more based off of like...
I promise you, I was not paying attention though. That is my issue.
Okay.
I do have ADHD.
Yeah. But
I'm aware of what happened because I've had to go back and watch it a few times.
True. Yeah. But like I said...
I love you though.
I love you, but if you do decide to go on the journey with us, let us know how it went. What color did you see? Did he describe the scene?
What scenes did you guys go through? We'd love to hear all about it. Make sure that you leave a comment below. Make sure you share this, like it, do whatever you have to do. Subscribe? Am I supposed to say that? Do that too, please.
Let people see this and experience this, like,
phenomena.
Yeah, I keep saying journey. So, phenomena. I like that. Everybody should experience it at least once. So,
and it's going to start now.
No, we're going to talk for a few moments because, you know, when we finally got a chance to kind of talk about the things, you know, this opportunity for me is about really helping. I mean, that's what all this is about. And so, you know, I am a therapist, but you know, this isn't therapy. This is a demonstration. This is a demonstration of one principle. And that principle is so important, is that where the mind goes, the body is going to follow. Now, in my work with people, we're talking about that one principle all the time. And one thing we do discover is that in hypnosis, we have an opportunity to really allow the mind to actually explore these issues that we're having from time to time, especially around confidence and anxiety, in a completely different light. You have, and every single one of us does have, a powerful imagination. And we can actually use our imagination for tremendous transformation in our lives. It's not just the things of kids. It's something that we use throughout our lives to begin to imagine and to change the way we want to be. If we can't see it, we will never achieve it. And so oftentimes we have to be able to see it and experience it within ourselves first. And that's exactly what we're going to do today, is that we're going to have this experience where you're able to see yourself and to experience something that could set you on the road toward incredible transformation. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a really beautiful thing. So I'm going to invite you both to take a deep breath. Just take that deep breath. Yes, yes, yes. I know there's lots of distractions around you. We're going to go inward for a few moments. Just take a deep breath for a few. Allow yourself to settle. Very good. Take another one. And slowly exhale. Very good. Now I'm going to invite both of you to lie down and get more comfortable. So go ahead and take a moment and get yourselves arranged and comfortable. Synchronized. Look at that. Sisters for sure. Beautiful. All right, keep your eyes open. And on the ceiling above you, I want you to find a spot on the ceiling. It doesn't matter where it is. But I want your eyes to be able to fixate on that one spot. Allow yourself to gaze at that one location. There you go. Allow yourself to relax in that gaze. With every breath, you're going to be able to breathe out more tension from your body. Because as we are able to relax the body, we are able to relax the mind. And that's exactly what we want to do. So allow your eyes to gaze on that one spot. Relax your eyes so you can begin to actually see through the spot. You know what it's like to look at something so intently you can begin to see through it. In just a moment, I'm going to count to five. When I reach the number five, I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath. And we're going to enter into a state of hypnosis together. One, two, allow yourself to breathe easily, fixated on that spot. Three, four, five, close your eyes and allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to simply exhale any tension from your body. So your breath becomes purposeful. You're breathing in life and breathing out tension from your body. Very good. Allowing yourself to simply rest in this state. The mind is powerful. It can be alert and it can be sleep. I'm inviting you to be in the space in between alertness and sleep, where you can hear everything that I'm saying to you and you can follow my instructions completely, absolutely. But you're allowing your mind to surrender, setting aside your thoughts, allowing them simply to pass by, as you listen to every word I say, and allow yourself to relax, I'm going to ask you to open your third eye. That's that powerful imagination we were talking about. For centuries, people talked about the third eye. That is your spiritual eye, your imagination, where you can see the past and the future. It's a powerful ability to be able to see within your mind. Open your third eye in your mind. And I want you to imagine that there is a light that is right above your head. That light may be shining white. It may be a halo. It may be an aura of pink or blue. Everyone's is different. But imagine that light that is sitting right above your head. And as it moves across your body, everywhere that light shines on your body relaxes even more. It passes over your forehead. You allow your muscles in your forehead to relax even more. It continues to progress down your body. It relaxes your eyelids even more. But as you are laying there, you don't even desire your eyes to open. You could even try to open your eyes and find that you cannot open your eyes. You enjoy this state of relaxation. And the more that you enjoy the state of relaxation, the deeper you go, the more relaxed you feel. It creates for you a very pleasant feeling to allow that light to pass over your body. And you can begin to feel the warmth and the pleasure of that light. As it passes over your mouth, you allow your mouth to relax all the muscles, your shoulders. It passes over your breast, and you love the way it feels as it passes over it. Your muscles in your arms begin to just fall within the fabric of the bed. Matter of fact, if the light passes over your stomach, all the muscles in your stomach begin to relax more. All those strong abdomen muscles that hold you and keep you safe throughout the day are able to just simply melt away as that warm light passes over your body. As it passes over your core, you can become to notice your core. You can notice what it's like to feel the presence of that light. As it passes over the center of your yoni, where you can begin to feel its radiation throughout your entire body. It passes over your legs. You allow your legs to relax even more. In this state, you can go even deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the more relaxed you feel. The more relaxed you feel, the deeper you go in this state of in between, where there is an opportunity for you to sleep. Go even deeper now. As that light continues to pass over your body, and as it's about to complete your scan of your entire body, because it's passing over your feet now, go deeper into relaxation. You could even try to move your hands and find that you cannot move them. It's better if you just allow them to be. It would take too much effort for you to be able to even move them. Allow them simply to be. I'm going to count from 8 to 0. And with each count going down, you are going to allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into hypnotic state. 8. Release even more. 7. Release even more. 6. Allow the last of your tension in your mind and your body to flow. 5. 4. three, two, one, zero, zero, zero. Completely relaxed, surrendering your mind, surrendering your body, allowing yourself to relax. Very good. It feels good. If this state feels good to you, give me a smile on your face. Does it feel good to you? Very good. Allowing yourself simply to be. Because no one is asking anything of you, and no one is wanting anything from you. This is a time for you and you alone to experience. Now, I do want you to imagine in that powerful mind's eye of yours what it would be like to stand on the top of a hill on a beautiful island. As you're standing on top of a hill on a beautiful island, you can look all the way around the island and see that this island belongs to you. In this place, you are completely safe. In this space, you are completely you. You are dressed the way you desire to be dressed. You look the way that you desire to look. In this place, you are you. The sky is blue. There's a slight breeze coming off the ocean. And as you look at the top of the waves, you can literally see trillions of diamonds scattered across the ocean as the sun reflects off the waves. It's beautiful. This is perhaps the most tranquil place you have ever been in your entire life, where you can be you completely. You see, as you're standing on top of the hill, that there is a path that's winding down. The path is winding down, and you begin to walk down the path. See yourself walking down that path. You can feel the warmth of the breeze. You can feel the coolness of the grass underneath your feet. You can smell the aroma of beautiful flowers. You could hear birds in the trees and passing by overhead. Immerse yourself into this safe place, because this place is yours and yours completely. As you're walking down the path, you see someone walking toward you. As they approach, you can see that this is you walking back up the hill. The same path you're walking down, you, your future self, is walking up. And as you are walking up, and as you are walking down, that you meet your future self. She has had the experience that you are about to experience. She looks you in the eyes with a warm smile on her face. And she says to you, thank you for having this experience. Your future self is already thanking you for who you're going to become in just a few minutes. She reaches and she hugs you and telling you that everything is going to be okay. Your future self is telling you right now that everything you're about to experience is for your good and it's wonderful and beautiful. Your future self is telling you that you are wonderful and beautiful. After this work is completed, she smiles at you after that warm and beautiful hug and walks up the hill, the same hill that you will walk up a little bit later. As you continue down the path, you find yourself walking into a grove of beautiful trees. The trees are beautiful here and they are tall. And you see that there is a beautiful tree in the center of this grove. And as you approach this one large tree, you feel within yourself peace. The source of the peace that you feel within yourself whenever you feel peace emanates from this one being. This tree of life, this tree of knowledge, this tree of wisdom, this Sophia is speaking to you straight to your heart. Sophia welcomes you to this place and welcomes you to the opportunity to experience something that can change you completely. She reminds you that you have a flame inside of you that is burning of desire. This sensual, sexual flame is burning within you all the time. This flame is ever present because the power of sensual energy is ever present and available to you. Sometimes this flame burns low. And sometimes this flame can burn large and hot and powerful with passion and desire. She tells you to open yourself to the possibility of experiencing what your own flame of desire could be like. Not driven by anyone else, not for anyone else, but for yourself and yourself alone. In this space, you are safe and you're comfortable, she says, to explore your sexual desires. The place around you shifts and changes. You see someone in front of you, someone that you are sexually attracted to. You see this person in front of you. Maybe this is a person you've known before. Maybe this is a person you've never met before in your life. They appear to you right now in your powerful mind's eye. Imagine yourself in some place safe, whether it's a bedroom or outdoors, under the protective shade of Sophia or wherever your mind takes you. Imagine yourself with someone that you are extremely attracted to. As the two of you begin to touch, feel that pleasure throughout your body. Imagine what you may be experiencing as the two of you are giving and receiving beautiful touch. Imagine the openness, the pleasure. Imagine the touch that you are giving and receiving. Immerse yourself into this experience. Hear the sounds that you would be making with your lover. Feel the touch of whatever may be taking place. Taste in your mouth whatever you would find pleasing. Immerse yourself totally into this experience. And allow that flame to grow within you. Allow that flame to burn brighter and brighter. With each breath, allow yourself to experience what you're imagining. And allow your mind to to take control of your body. As you are experiencing what your mind's eye is showing you now. Imagine the taste. Imagine the sound. Imagine the touch. As that flame grows larger and larger within you. See yourself confidently giving and receiving pleasure. As you move confidently with your lover. As you are enjoying this experience. More than you have ever enjoyed any sensual touch. Because every touch you ever give, every touch you ever receive, it is what your mind does with it. It's what your body does with it. And now as the body and mind sinks together, allow them to grow in that synchronization. Allow the flame within you to build even more now. Larger and larger. Take a deep breath, and with the deep breath, allow that flame to glow even larger. Feel that pleasure. That pleasure may start in your core. That pleasure may be in your core now, as you begin to feel it spread throughout your entire body. Allowing the pleasure to spread to every part of you, to each part of you. Allow it to spread to your hands, to your legs, to your throat, to your mouth. Allow the pleasure to spread throughout your entire body. The more pleasure you feel, the more confident you become. The more confident you become, the more pleasure you feel. The more pleasure you feel, the more confident you become. The more confident you become, the more pleasure you feel. Allow that to build in you now, and even now, and even now, allowing that to build. Allow the experience to continue to grow within. And as this moment begins to fade, allow yourself to tell your lover, thank you for all the pleasure you experienced. Hear from your lover how much they enjoyed being with you and all the things that you have shared with them. And as you begin to return under the protective shade of the tree of knowledge and wisdom, Sophia is sharing with you now a lasting feeling that the more pleasure you will feel in the future, the more confident you will become. The more confident you feel, the more pleasure you will feel. And each touch allows you to be filled with that pleasure. Now, pleasure can give you confidence in who you are to be able to give and receive pleasure. In just a few moments, I'm going to walk you back up to heal and we'll come back into the waking world. I'm going to count to five, and when I reach five, you can wake up and come right back into the room with us. One, feeling relaxed and comfortable. Two, the more pleasure you feel, the more confident you become. Three, the more confident you become, the more pleasure you will feel. Four and five. You can open your eyes. Very good. Very good. Now take just a moment. You may have to adjust your hands and everything else. Yeah. Very good.
And now this is the end of the podcast, guys. Thank you. Please check out awkwardtalk.com. And thank you again to Dr. Nick Natale.
Yes, thank you.
You are the man.
Such a cool guy. Yep. Very easy to talk to. Very relatable. Like, yep.
If you guys are looking to change your life, it really could just start with reaching out to him.
Exactly.
And thank you again, everybody, for listening and supporting us. And please check out all those affiliate links. We got to pay our overlords FPL.
Yeah. And if you can't, for some reason, find him on any of the socials,
message us.
Message us. We'll connect you. Thanks guys.
Oh, my legs.
Yes.
It's Jason Class.
And Stephanie Class.
And today we are here to promote our adult content. Shocker.
Right.
You may not know this, but we don't make a ton of money off the podcast. We make a lot of other people a lot of money off the podcast, but we really hope that our fans will come and check out what we're actually really good at and what we're super passionate about, which
That's
is
right.
our adult content. Now, it may not be exactly what you think it is. This isn't over the top. This isn't Stephanie, you know, faking things or us doing crazy scenarios. This is real life stuff. And okay, maybe the scenarios are kind of crazy.
They are very crazy.
But they are real life. And right now, Stephanie, if they subscribe, what do they get?
They get Virgin 21's video on the wall for free with your subscription, as well as $10 Virgin videos.
That's right. Any Virgin video, she's got 21 plus some comebacks.
Yeah.
And $10 each. Onlyfans.com/Stephanie Class. Fansly.com/Stephanie Class. Or virginitysnatchers.com. If you pop in and say the podcast sent you, we'll give you an extra discount on your first purchase. Come say hi and enjoy the ride. Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at AwkwardXX. So we dropped all of our prices.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And that's exactly.
Take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there.